Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Becky. You're back.
I am, yes. Hello. I heard that you didn't want me back, but I came back anyway.
Well.
Someone said yesterday that you'd put all my stuff in bin bags, and when I came in this morning, the one that doesn't speak went, "Oh, Heather's just made the podcast, and now she's nipped out to get me a coffee." I was like, "Oh, brilliant. I'll just go home again now, shall I?"
Yeah, it was Heather Graham who did replace you yesterday.
Very well indeed.
And, Chappers was just beside himself.
That sounded good. That sounded good.
We think that's so charming. That's so charming.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was good yesterday, wasn't it?
It was amazing. One of the best in a long time.
Yeah, we were like two schoolboys.
Oh,
we were just chatting away, and
she was flirting with us.
Yeah, and we didn't realise that Jonah Louis and Stop the Cavalry finished it. This is what happened yesterday. Did you hear it?
Yeah, go on.
So that track finishes. 17 seconds of silence it was.
Oh, you are so dialed in, both of you.
We were talking to Heather. We just didn't realise.
She was showing us things.
How long did you before you realised? It's still quiet.
That was Jonah Louis on Radio 1. I actually don't know how long that had been stopped for.
Oh, God. How embarrassing.
I haven't done that for ages.
You know when things do go silent and there's a report that gets sent round and you have to explain yourself as to why? What on earth did that one say?
Well, didn't it say at the bottom?
It said
Heather Graham was there. Please Google her and you might understand.
Yes.
That was the official report as well. Anyway, welcome back. It is nice to have you back, honest. It really is.
Yeah,
she would
brilliant.
Have been... we'd have over 2-3 days, we'd have just got over it.
She wouldn't have eaten 2 mince pies 10 minutes into the show.
Exactly, no.
Scott Mills, BBC.
Radio 1.
We would have soon got bored.
We would.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Oh, it's nice to have Becky back. It was a bit weird without you. It was.
You're never going to get him to say anything.
No,
I did.
Yeah.
Right, I'm getting a bit stressed today. Today's the day where I'm starting to get stressed about who to see and what we're doing and stuff over Christmas. Because my mum's been on today going, right, what are you doing Christmas? You know, like, what are you doing Christmas Day? What about Boxing Day? Oh, God. What about the day after? I don't know. I haven't planned it yet.
And then if you've got a girlfriend or a boyfriend, it's like, and then you've got to see their family as well.
Yeah, when you come over to our family. I don't know. Ugh. Anyway. I am going to a friend's house the day after Boxing Day. My mum's like, well, that's good, isn't it? Because your granddad's coming over the day after Boxing Day. He's supposed to be having a nice dinner. Well, I'm coming over Christmas Day, Mum. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, like 27th and 28th is like friend stuff, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. So I'm going to a friend's house day after Boxing Day.
Well, you're not doing it on Boxing Day because your mum does a lovely buffet on Boxing Day.
She does do a good buffet on Boxing Day. But she's got me Christmas Day and Boxing Day.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Hello. Do you agree with me, Becky?
I do, yeah. The bit between Christmas and New Year is normally for, like, friends and stuff. And random aunts.
But if your granddad is going over on the 27th, then surely you should hang around for that, this being the year that you remembered he was alive.
Anyway, my friend's house on Boxing Day... day after Boxing Day. Sorry, Mum, if you're listening. Day after Boxing Day. I'll be there on Boxing Day. Right. My friend Nan is going to be there, I've been warned. It's like his family do. Weird. But I've been warned that I need to pretend that I know she doesn't smoke, because she does smoke, right? And has everyone knows she smokes, and she's smoked for 20 years, but she's in complete denial. And the whole family, like I said, has to kind of do this ridiculous thing where they avoid her when she is smoking, because she completely denies it. Apparently, you go into the kitchen and she'll have the hot tap on, so the steam is mixing in with the smoke.
Right.
And then she kind of emerges from it like a ghost, like on Stars in Their Eyes. Now, I've got to remember all this when I go over.
Right.
Because apparently, you're not not allowed to let her know that, you know she smokes at all.
Okay.
Even to the point where if you're going into the kitchen, you have to bang and clutter and cough when you're coming down the stairs to give her time to put the cigarette out and put it in the sink.
Right.
So you're like, coming down the stairs really loudly now, just so you can... Just you've got time to put the cigarette out, and here I am in the kitchen. Hello. Sometimes, apparently, a member of the family will go, "Look, Nan, we know you smoke. It's fine. Just admit it." And she'll go, "I don't. It's the builders outside. It's them. They've been smoking. That's what the smell is." So I'm just going to forget this, aren't I? Do you not think?
What, an offer or a fag?
Do you want one of these?
Podcast.
Hi, Gemma.
Hi, Scott.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. What are you saying?
Well, just when you were saying about that person's nan being a secret smoker,
yeah.
My nan's been a secret smoker for years.
Right.
When she used to come around and babysit me and my brother when we were kids, she would go outside and say that she was letting the dog do its business in the garden. And then when she came back in, she really smelled smoke, and she said that it was because there was a bonfire next door, and she always used to have a packet of Polos in her pocket.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've heard about the Polos as well, yeah. It seems to follow the
Maybe
same pattern
the
every time.
The dog just did really smoky poos.
Yeah. Was there ever a bonfire outside, Gemma?
I don't think there was, but we do live in Norfolk in the countryside, so there may have been, but I think she's just in denial.
And this Christmas, will you have to go through this whole thing again of like, yes, okay?
Probably, and everybody will be looking at each other saying, we know what's going on, we know that she's a secret smoker. But
you're not allowed to know, and she doesn't, yeah, God. Okay, well, I'm just going to slip up on this, I think. Hi, Ross.
Hello.
You all right?
I'm good, thanks. Yourself?
I'm very good. Can you relate?
I can absolutely relate. It's surprisingly common, apparently.
Yeah.
My grand does exactly the same thing. I don't know how long she's been smoking for, but completely denies it. Does exactly the same thing with the tap as well. Gets
with the hot taps?
The smell that way. Yeah, absolutely.
So the steam mixes with the smoke and it's like stars in their eyes?
It just I don't know what it is. I was up there for my supper. And made myself a sandwich and opened the bread bin, and she's actually hidden the pack of cigarettes in the bread bin. It was unbelievable.
Secret cigarettes everywhere. Amazing. Is she still alive, your gran?
Absolutely, she's alive and kicking. But
and still smoking.
We confronted her once or twice before, and sometimes she denies it, and the next time she says, "Oh, I don't inhale and such what." But
that's all right then, isn't it? Oh, good.
A few people have used that excuse over the years.
I'm just going to have to pretend it's not happening, aren't I, over Christmas?
Absolutely, absolutely. You just got to grin and bear it.
All right, I will. No worries. I love you.
Love you. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcasts. Oh, my God. Seriously,
You're
look
such
at
a puppet.
I'm such a puppet.
Honestly.
I'm just a puppet to Simon Cowell. That's what I am, because I just played The Climb by Joe McElderry. What a puppet I am. I'm being called a puppet by people who joined a Facebook group because someone told them to. Yeah. Downloading a song they don't even like.
Oh, my God.
Right, well, seriously, to be honest, I don't think that's the best song ever, The Climb. It's not. But all this stuff about reclaiming the Christmas number one. What, so now Mr. Blobby and Bob the Builder can be Christmas number one again?
Oh, you sound it's never so been like Simon Cowell.
I'm not on either side.
That's exactly what he says.
It's just everyone's taking it a little bit too seriously. Christmas number one's always been a bit rubbish.
Get over it.
Get the Rage Against the Machine one and then it'll be fine.
I don't care either way, but I'm not a puppet for the blooming...
I'm not a puppet for Rage Against the Machine.
Well, we're none of us are puppets then. Good.
No.
Case closed.
I just think it would be better than that. Radio 1
Podcast. Still lots of texts coming in about the Christmas number one this year.
Is that one true about you going on a jet ski to with Simon Cowell in St. Lucia on his holiday?
Barbados, actually.
Barbados. Is Sunita going to be there this year?
Yeah, it's just going to be me, him, Joe McElderry and Sunita.
On jet skis.
On jet skis over Christmas. It's going to be so much fun. That is, as long as we make... Joe makes number one on Sunday. We're going to be there, yeah.
Is it true that...
Mum. I know I was going to come down for Christmas Day, but it ain't happening. I'm going to be with Simon and Sunita and Joe.
Is it true that when it comes to Christmas number one this year, that you are ignoring... all sales and everything, and you'll just play the one that you want to be Christmas number one when it comes around to
it. Well, the thing is, I just... Seriously, everybody, we all need to calm down, because I don't care either way. I've got to be impartial anyway, because I'm doing the chart show on Sunday, and I'll announce who the Christmas number one is. But if you like Rage Against the Machine, get that one. If you like Joe McElderry, get that one. And then the song that gets bought or downloaded the most will be number one
on
Sunday.
But you will do that. You won't just play the one you want.
I don't think I could possibly do that.
Right.
I don't really mind either way. I don't mind at all. What I say is everyone be done with it and download Timmy Trendy's Bang On Trend for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. And let's all love each other, yeah? Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. I was just saying about how I'm going to a mate's house day after Boxing Day and his nan will be there, and even though she smokes and has done for 20 years and everyone knows it, we all have to pretend that she doesn't. Hello, Michelle.
Hello, how right.
You all right?
Yeah.
Have you got a smoking nan?
Yeah, my husband's nan used to smoke, yeah.
Right, what happened?
She used to be sit there smoking away, and then we'd, like, come upon her, and she used to say, Nan, the sofa's on fire, because, like, she'd stuff it behind the sofa. Or
while it was lit?
Bag. Yeah, while it was lit, yeah.
Well, that's not a wise thing to do, is
no,
it?
No.
God, this is one step further. I hope this one doesn't do that on Boxing Day or the day after.
And she used to have, like, yellow in front, on her hair used to be yellow at the front where she used to be obviously been smoking.
Her hair used to be yellow at the front?
Yeah. Always
just
deny it anyway, yeah.
Well, so it's just white and a bit of yellow at the front?
Yeah.
But she didn't smoke?
No, she didn't smoke, no. Flatly denied it, yeah.
And where else did she used to hide them?
She used to hide it in her knitting bag.
God, I wonder what you're going to say for me. Oh, my word. God, that created the wrong image.
Right in the chair, yeah.
Yeah,
brilliant. So, what do you do? Just ignore it and pretend it's not happening?
Yeah, we just have to ignore it, pretend it didn't happen, yeah.
Even though there are plumes of smoke coming from a knitting bag?
Yeah. And there used to be little burn marks in her chair, yeah.
Great, but she doesn't smoke.
She didn't smoke, no.
No, no. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. I'm very excited because Michael Bublé's next door.
Yeah, he is in the live lounge at the moment.
Big fan. And I want a picture with him.
Yeah, you want a picture with him? What? Because you kind of look like his older brother, don't you?
No, no, because people say that I look like him, and I need to have a picture with him just to prove. Actually, when we're both together, when both our heads are side by side, it actually does.
He's a lot better looking.
No, we don't.
I was going to say he's really good looking. Like you do, obviously. Maybe.
I mean, you're an all right looking bloke, yeah. But you know, he's got normal sized ears for a start.
So it's like the same as me and Heather Graham.
It really
what?
Isn't.
What?
No. So I look a bit like his uglier brother. Is
no,
what you're
I
saying.
Didn't say that. I didn't say that. You look a bit like his brother with
bigger ears.
With bigger ears. That nobody said ugly, did they?
Celebrities always have ugly siblings.
Right. Well, I'm just looking at him now. We don't look...
Like who?
Sorry, I nearly glossed over that.
Do the articles and, like, heat and stuff, you know, the sibling is always slightly less attractive.
Like who? Who do you know?
Name names.
Who's a celebrity?
No.
Who's a celebrity with an ugly sibling?
Just one. Go on, you've got one in your head now, because I can tell you.
Yeah.
Go on.
Come on. What celebrity have you seen with an ugly sibling?
Uglier. Not ugly. Go on. Don't move away from the mic like that, you know.
There's loads of them, and everyone on the text knows who I'm talking about. Chappers, read the first one out that comes in.
Why would you just say it?
I can't say no.
Why? What's wrong with that?
Hang on.
No, there aren't any. You're going to have to say it. No?
No. I'll tell you in a
tell
minute.
Me off air.
I'll show you some pictures.
Tell me now.
It.
Tell me off air. You're such a cow.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Becky, announce what someone has texted in, please.
Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
That's right, though. They are right. Danny DeVito is a lot uglier than Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Loads of people are now texting in famous people's uglier siblings. This all started because of you, because you called me Michael Bublé's uglier brother.
I didn't. Older brother.
Uglier, with bigger, you said.
Did I say uglier? I meant older, with bigger ears.
I'm not older.
How do all these people know... Now, Phil and Gary Neville isn't right, because you can't really choose between either of them there. But how do these people know all their brothers and these people's brother and sister?
Don't know. They're in magazines all the time.
Somebody suggested Brad Pitt's brother. But it went Brad Pitt's brother, Rusty. Now, is Rusty Pitt? No, but is the person that sent the text Rusty, or is Brad Pitt's brother called Rusty? Because I don't know.
I think you may have said something wrong there, and people have just said Rusty because Rusty Pitt is something that we don't know about.
So well, yeah, I didn't actually say Rusty Pitt. You said Rusty Pitt twice.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I have now said it, but you said it first.
I might need to just look that up. Hang on.
You're never on safe ground with Rusty, are you?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello!
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
It's David or Jeff, whichever you prefer.
Okay, David or Jeff. Well, I like it you've got two names. How can I help?
Well, I went on a first date last night, and I just wondered if that means she qualifies for a Christmas present.
I'm afraid... No, what?
Under your free transfer rule.
Becky, what do you think? First date last night, right? Does she qualify for a present at Christmas?
Definitely.
Yeah, I think she does.
No, I think at this late stage she's more of a loan signing. So you don't, it's not a permanent deal, is it? Yeah.
So what do I get then, Chappers? What do I get her? You're the man of...
Yeah, leave it there. Yeah. What would you get her?
Well, something really expensive and nice.
No, not after... It's a first date last night. Did it go well, the date?
I think so, yeah. It seemed to do.
Well, went well for you, yeah?
Anyway.
Right. Have you been in touch today?
Yeah,
you're set. Okay, good. Yeah, she definitely needs a present, I'm afraid. After Friday, then it would be a different story altogether.
Right, okay.
All right, just...
Right, thank you very much.
Just something, all right?
Thank you.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, okay. This has never happened before. I'm actually slightly early.
Oh, no.
Oh, what's occurring? And that upsets a lot of people. And I've upset a lot of people recently anyway, apparently because I'm a puppet.
Let it go.
So...
Let it go.
Okay, let's just do it, okay? And then people will complain afterwards. Mm.
Oh! What's occurring?
It's our guessing game quiz today. Chappers has some competition back. Becky's here. Yay!
Oh! What's occurring?
Oh, did Heather not stick around to play Oh, What's Occurring?
She wanted to.
She wanted to, but her people were like, no, we've got to go and do other things.
She wanted to stay here and get drunk with us. She actually said that.
She did say that.
Yeah.
There's a lovely picture of her on the website. I didn't realise quite how pretty she was.
Oof,
I
smoking.
Don't think we look exactly the same, like I said earlier. I just like to take that back.
Yeah, you did actually say that. Okay, here's your first round today.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, I'm much better looking.
Michael Bublé is next door at the moment. If I have to stop Oh, What's Occurring to get a photo with him, do you mind?
No.
No. Okay. I think it'd be hilarious. I can carry on presenting. I'm good at it.
Okay.
Yeah, you take charge.
So, first one today. Have you met Lisa upstairs, the new girl?
Yes. Chaps doesn't even know who she is.
Lisa?
No.
See, Lisa is the new Dina.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember Dina?
I thought Dina had left years ago.
No, Dina...
Only a couple of months.
That was another Dina.
Oh, right.
Oh, you're thinking of Dina. No,
yeah,
this
is
thinking Dina.
This is Dina upstairs, Dina. Well, she's left, anyway.
Whatever happened to Dina, then?
She got fired.
No, she did.
Anyway, Lisa, who is the new Dina...
Okay.
This not mean that. Nothing to any of our listeners.
No.
She's really nice. Lisa's really nice. And do you think she's professional, though, when she answers the phone?
Yes.
Well, she's new, you see. That'll change. Mm. Anyway, you know Gemma... This is a bit complicated. You know Gemma in The Office?
Yeah, obviously I know Gemma.
Who's often on the air with us.
Yeah.
What about if her boyfriend, Gemma's boyfriend, called Lisa and wanted to leave a message for Gemma? Do you think that she would take everything down?
Yes.
So, imagine it. I'm Gemma's... I mean...
thought you said she was very professional.
That I say.
Oh, right. Okay.
So, imagine it. I'm Gemma's boyfriend. I call up Lisa, leave you a message for Gemma. Do you think she is going to take everything down? Even if it's a very personal message, is she going to write it down?
Yeah. Because Lisa is Gemma's boss. So, yes, she would.
Okay. So, that's a yes from you. Bit of a stab in the dark for you, this one, isn't it?
I'm going to say no, aren't I?
Yeah, okay. So, I called Lisa, the new girl, pretending to be Gemma's boyfriend. I did have a very high voice. And I had a very personal message for Gemma. Becky's saying yes, she would. Chappers are saying no, she wouldn't. So, let's find out now.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's me as Gemma's boyfriend leaving a message for Gemma via new girl, Lisa.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, is Gemma there, please?
She's not at her desk at the moment.
Okay, can I leave a message? It's quite important.
Yes.
It's her boyfriend, actually.
Right. And what's the message?
If you can tell her, it's gone bright red now.
Gone bright red.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it is still itching a bit.
But it is still itching a bit.
Yeah. If you can tell her, the doctor recommended yoghurt.
Doc recommends yoghurt.
But I couldn't find any without any bits in, so I've got some squirty cream. And that seems to be working all right.
Working okay.
Tell her I can still use it, though.
No problem.
Could you let me know what you've written down there?
It's gone bright red, but it's still itching a bit. Doc recommends yogurt, but you couldn't get yogurt, so you got squirty cream. It's working okay. You can still use it, and it's no problem.
Thank you. Have you ever had athlete's foot? It's horrible.
No.
Anyway, if you could pass that on for me, that'd be amazing.
All right, then.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Athlete's foot is a problem.
I know, yeah.
Horrible. But squirty cream on it works a treat.
I'll take your word for it, Dr. Mills.
Actually, don't try that at home, please. Yes, Becky gets the point. She did. Very nice girl she is.
Oh! What's the kidding?
Right, next one. Do you know what I love doing in the evening on these cold, dark winter evenings?
Yes, I do, but for the purposes of this, what are you going to say?
When there's nothing on television, do you know what I do? I go to Charlton Athletic's website and I watch some...
Do you?
Yeah, I watch some of the interviews with the players on
All
there.
All right.
I love it, me.
Do you? Are you, what league are Charlton in again?
Oh, I don't know that. I just like to watch the interviews.
You just like to watch the players?
There's nothing I like more than listening to what some of the players thought of their last match.
Oh, right, OK.
I was particularly interested to know what Lloyd Sam thought of their recent match against Southend.
Yeah.
And it's all on their website, so I can just log on to it and watch it whenever I want.
Is he your favourite, Lloyd Sam?
I think he is at the moment, but it changes daily.
And his position is?
At the front.
At the front.
At the back.
So.
In the middle.
OMG. Jesus.
No, but that's good, though. That's good.
My question to you. In 45 seconds of this interview, how many times did Lloyd Sam off of Charlton Athletic say, to be fair?
In 45 seconds? Uh-huh. 45.
Becky?
5.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's my favourite, Lloyd Sam, off Charlton Athletic, to be fair.
Lloyd, that was a bit of a battle, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's one of the most difficult games at home we've had this season, to be fair. We're trying to forget about last season, to be fair.
And a moment of quality, Dion Burton's goal.
And he set off a few goals, to be fair to him. So, yeah, he's been great, to be fair. Not that much taller than me, but he's really good in the air, to be fair.
And what about your form? It's going pretty well for you
as
well.
It's going all right, to be fair. Yeah, I mean, we're just going into every game trying to get 3 points, really, to be fair.
And what about the end of this season? Everyone was saying about your contract.
I didn't know everyone was talking about that, to be fair.
Oh, yeah, they have been.
No, I haven't heard anything. I'm just playing football, to be fair. To be fair, I'm just trying to get promoted with the team, and I'm happy here.
To be fair, there were 10 to be fairs in 45 seconds. It's quite a lot. Becky still gets the point because she was nearest.
Oh! What's the kidding?
Last one. So, it's nearly Christmas. As we mentioned, the transfer window is soon closing and it really is last chance to get a new boyfriend or girlfriend before Christmas. But there is still time. So we think the transfer window, when you can't dump somebody and you can't get a new one before Christmas, is the end of this week. So imagine you go out on a date, okay? Obviously, like the third or fourth one, not the first one. And you invite them back to yours. And you want to make your move. How do you do it, chappers?
Alcohol's normally involved.
Okay, well, let's say they're there drinking the coffee. What do you do then?
What do I do then?
Yeah.
Put a liqueur in the coffee.
Anyway, time's getting on, it's nearly Christmas. So, if you're not with anybody over the Christmas period, listen up. We went out onto Stupid Street and asked for their seduction tips.
Oh.
What was the most common way somebody on Stupid Street would try and seduce you?
Dancing.
Becky?
Love music.
Love music. Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's us getting some seduction tips from the people of Stupid Street.
Have you ever been on a date with a girl before?
Of course, many girls.
Let's just say, for example, one of these girls on a date, you successfully got back to your house, yeah? I want you to tell me how you'd seduce them.
Oh, I'll play some Lionel Richie. Oh, I'll dim the lights a bit, make it romantic with candles. I'll be like, yo, babes.
Do you reckon it'd work?
Yeah. Always works.
Well, I'd look him in the eye. I'd wink. That's pretty much it. It's sealed, man. Or you could do the naked man. Have you ever said that?
I don't think so.
Well, the naked man works like this. Basically, the girl goes out of the room, you get completely naked, and if she comes back in the room, you just strike a pose. Like, there are a lot of poses. There's the thinker. There's, you know, like the Superman. There are so many of these poses. And look, if I could redo my answer, that is how I would do it. I would probably do the Superman.
Have you tried this before?
2 out of 3 times, guaranteed.
I'd invite them in for coffee, because that's like the classic line. And then I'd nip off to the bathroom, ask them to make themselves feel comfortable, and then come out wearing something really risky. I think that would work.
Have you ever been out with a girl, it's been successful, you've got her back to your gaff?
Never.
Oh, okay. Well, picture that scenario. How would you seduce her?
Lasagna.
How would you seduce a person? Explain. Instructions, please.
Offer a glass of wine, some James Brown, classic scene. She'll go to the toilet, and when she gets back, you'll strip naked, and we'll just be standing there.
Just standing there?
Just standing there, yeah.
How do I seduce her? With the language of love, and my platinum tongue. Yeah, and my charisma. And maybe she might be impressed by my 42-inch television.
Few candles?
No, not candles. I'm easy like Sunday morning. I prefer no lights and a TV light.
Just 42 inches?
42 inches, my man. You can't go wrong. That's why I'm easy.
Right, everyone seems to be aware of the naked man. I am
so pleased that no one has ever done that for me before. Thank God.
But two people knew about it, and I've never heard of that. And there's just different ones you can have. You can have the thinker.
Yeah, I've never Superman. Heard of that either.
Never I heard think of I'd it. Scream.
Do you want to pop to the loo, Becky, and then come back in?
Oh!
We'll both be thinking together.
Oh. Also,
I'll leave you to it.
Question. Have you ever been impressed by the size of someone's TV?
Never.
She might be impressed by my 42-inch television.
That is quite big, though.
That is big.
That is good.
And I think that I have been impressed by the size of someone's TV before.
All right.
I think I have. Just me. This would be the man who would... Oh, hang on, let's get to this one first. Listen to this.
I'd nip off to the bathroom, ask them to make themselves feel comfortable, and then come out wearing something really risky.
Now, what's really risky? What is risky?
Well,
is that a long tie next to a paper shredder?
Yeah, electric saw, maybe.
Quite risky.
Yeah.
The M&M look.
Here's the man that would definitely seduce Becky.
How would you seduce her?
Lasagna.
That's yours?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It is good to know what music to play as well.
Oh, I'll play some Lionel Richie.
And as he was thinking it, I like it that he actually started to sing along with it as well, as he thought it.
Oh, I'll play some Lionel Richie.
So Lionel is definitely the person to play when you're doing seduction.
I think I've got more chance of dancing on the ceiling.
This may be a promise you can't keep.
Yeah. Without a shadow of a doubt.
Oh, dear. I don't know who won. There was none of your answers in
right,
there, were
okay.
there, really. So today, Becky, it's a clean sweep for you on Oh, What's Occurring. Let me know your scores on 81199. Thanks very much.
Oh, What's Occurring?
Now, I thought, me and the one that didn't speak were saying, there's a game that we haven't done for ages on this show, like years. We used to do this thing called Play Your Boyfriends Right, or Girlfriends. You do know about this, Becky?
No, I don't think you've done it since I've been on.
Don't think we have. We haven't done it for ages. It's an old game. Chappers, you might remember it, but you've probably forgotten.
I don't remember. Have I done this before?
Yeah.
Have I?
Play Your Boyfriends Right.
Okay.
You know what we were saying yesterday? This is how it all started. How many people wouldn't admit to saying how many boyfriends or girlfriends they had. And we put it to the test on What's Occurring. Laura, who used to work on the show, she couldn't remember. Ian just lied. And
He was very keen on pointing out to me that he had lied as well.
Yeah. And Gemma from The Office, there's no way she was admitting that.
No.
So is it possible to talk to somebody and ask a few questions and then guess how many boyfriends they've had? That's right, it's Play Your Boyfriends Right on Radio 1. So what's going to happen is I've picked a random member of the public from the Radio 1 text system. Her name is Claire. You'll talk to her, both of you. Ask Claire some questions, and then you guess how many boyfriends Claire has had, and we'll find out if it's possible, just by speaking to her, to tell. It's play your boyfriend's right.
So you don't ask any of these personal questions. It's only us two that ask these personal questions.
Yeah.
Okay, right. But I'm not allowed to ask how many boyfriends have you had.
No, don't ask that.
It's going to be my first one.
Yeah. You've just got to try and guess from her voice and from the answers to the questions. Hey, Claire.
Hello, Scott.
Okay, ask away.
Becky, go on.
What's your favourite TV show?
How's that going to help?
Well, if she says Sex and the City, might mean that she's into boyfriends.
How are you going to find out from that?
You haven't heard what she's going to answer yet.
Go on.
If she says Sister Wendy's art treasures, it's unlikely she's had any.
Yeah.
What is it?
I'd say Green Wing, anyone remembers that.
Green Wing, okay. Mm. How old are you?
19.
Where did you last go on holiday?
To America. Yeah.
Mm. What's your favourite food?
Pasta.
Pasta, ooh, right.
What do you do on a night out? Where do you go?
Oh, pasta, she must have had a lot of boyfriends then.
On a night out, usually go to sort of the student, like, indie clubs.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll have you know that pasta has a lot of carbohydrates, therefore gives you a lot of energy. Oh. All right, that's how I'm thinking.
But it also gives you a slump, doesn't it? You fall asleep after about 2 hours.
That can happen for a number of reasons.
Carry on.
I don't know, you put me off. What's your favourite drink?
Alcoholic or otherwise.
Was your answer then just alcoholic? All right, alcoholic.
Vodka and Coke.
Right, okay.
Has anyone ever done The Naked Man?
No, thank God.
No.
How many brothers and sisters have you got?
I've got one sister.
Okay.
One more question, please.
Do you like Lionel Richie?
No. Nothing personal, but no. Right.
So, from the evidence we have so far...
I have got one more question.
Okay.
Do you drive?
Yes.
Right.
What?
Backseat of cars.
Oh, I see. Backseat. Yeah.
Okay. There is a.
I'm really sorry for saying that. It makes perfect sense to me now. Okay, so from that, let's have a guess. How many boyfriends has Claire, 19, a student who likes going to indie clubs and drinks vodka and Coke, had?
Three.
Chappers.
It's 34.
And the correct answer is Claire.
Come on, Claire, don't disappoint
me.
34, did she say?
Just four. Becky, you were one out.
See, I told you my questions were good.
Yeah,
I was strictly one number out. If I'd put the three on the front, I'd have been bang on.
Thanks, Claire, for playing Play Your Boyfriend's Right.
Yeah, all right, thank you.
See, I think it is possible just to tell a few questions and from their voice what
you
they've been up to.
31 off.
Yeah. Apart from Chappers, but you can do it just fine. If you'd like to take part in this game, text me on 81199. Some people get a little bit confused on this game as to how long you need to have known somebody or be going out with them for it to count. They can have been your girlfriend or boyfriend for literally minutes, and that still counts.
That counts,
you
does
get
it?
Get what I'm saying? So, yeah.
I get what you're saying.
You get me. So it's Play Your Boyfriends or Girlfriends Right on Radio 1. That was Claire. Becky was one out and guessed three. The correct answer of boyfriends that Claire had actually had was four. Right, you got some more questions? It's a boy this time.
Oh, no, well, hang on a minute. I'm all out of questions. I just like to be exactly the same questions.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Just from their voice and what they say,
how many
have they had? It's Dean in Worksop. Hi, Dean.
Hiya.
Ask away, please.
Who's your favourite police detective? TV detective.
What's it out of the bill? Yeah, what's his name out of the bill? I can't think of his name.
Okay,
good.
Cocktail sausages or cheese and pineapple?
Cocktail sausages.
Mm-hmm. Mm, that's very interesting. That's not what I thought originally.
Joe McElderry or Rage Against the Machine?
Joe McElderry.
Where did you last go on holiday?
Tenerife.
Mm. Sorry, did you say?
Tenerife.
Right. Same.
Veronica Strip.
Okay. I wanted to ask you a different question, but Scott seems to want me to ask you how old you are. So
I think we need to know that.
What?
25.
I can't think of... Have you got a backyard or a garden?
What?
Is there a difference?
Well, would you have a patio or a garden if you could have the choice?
What is this to do with it?
I'd like a garden, please.
Okay. Is this some kind of euphemism I don't know about?
I've absolutely no. Well,
very serious.
Listen,
and pineapple.
If you want to play this, Scott, then you ask the question.
Okay.
Stop criticising.
So,
what is your favourite car?
Pagani Zonda.
Okay.
This is quite a hard one, this, I think.
Real or fake Christmas tree?
Well, I've just bought a fake, so I'm going to have to go fake, unfortunately.
Oh, okay, I've got all I need to know now.
Have you?
Have you? Have you got it?
I know the size, or...?
No. I've got it now.
One more question, Chappers, or...? Or are you good?
Yeah. I've got one more. When you're driving, will you always do your best to stop at a service station with an M&S?
Come again.
When you're driving, will you always do your best to stop at a service station with an M&S?
No.
Okay.
I'll say no.
Right, doesn't care about that. That's
I don't think I've ever thought about it.
All right, well, lots of people do.
That is a good question, actually.
Thank you very much.
I'd be able to work it out from that.
Sophisticated.
Are these the sorts of questions that chappers would normally ask a girl to get on dates with, or...?
I don't know.
That's what he takes from the service station.
I'm not trying to get you out on a date. So no is the answer.
So, Dean from Worktop, he's 25. He would never stop at a service station with an M&S, and he quite likes Joe McElderry. How many girlfriends has he had?
104.
Oh, you're not supposed to add that!
Can I guess?
104!
Right.
104.
The idea of the game, Dean, is that they guess and then you tell us the answer.
I knew that as well.
Oh, God. Oh, Dean, you didn't quite get the concept,
Dean.
Did you? But I love you anyway.
I thought they'd already said something, though.
No, never mind, eh? So, Becky, what was your guess again?
104.
What was yours?
104.
Wow. Hasn't he been a busy boy? Thank you very much to Dean from Worksop.
I was originally going to go none.
Were you? It's funny how things can change. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts. BBC Radio 1. You know what? I saw a film the other night.
You saw a film the other night, did you?
It was awful, called Up in the Air. Oh, God, have you heard about it?
Is it not that one with George Clooney,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, starring George Clooney. Awful. Like, seriously bad. It would never win an award in a million years. Anyway, here's Tulip with entertainment news.
George Clooney's movie, Up in the Air, leads the nominations for next year's Golden Globes. Radio 1. How wrong you are.
I need to point out that Tulip actually haven't seen that film at all, the new one starring George Clooney, so I don't know whether it's terrible or not. And I know the judges of the Golden Globes do often listen to Radio 1, and I don't want to influence their decision in any way.
You're right to clarify that.
So I'd just like to say that I haven't seen it, and I don't know whether it's good or bad, just to clear that up.
Thank you very much.
However, Becky has an incredibly controversial film comment to make. Go on then, tell us your controversial film opinion that you had on your days off from work.
I think Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger is better than Elf.
Wouldn't look at the text for a while if I was you. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Well, this is good, isn't it? What a show this has been. First of all, the Rage Against the Machine fans are on, calling me a puppet again. And then Becky goes and drops that controversial comment about Jingle All the Way versus Elf.
No,
it was. What have you done?
I just said that Jingle All the Way was a better film.
What have you done, Rebecca? What planet are you on? Says Mark in Kent. Get out, Becky. What are you on about? Elf is the best film ever made.
It's a good film, but put it up against next to Jingle All the Way and it'll come a second every time.
Maisie, who's 11, says, what, Becky, you out of your mind? Elf is the best. What are you on about? Have you been drinking, Becky?
Yeah.
Andy, also drinking in Chepstow.
Wash your mouth out, woman. Vicky and Walton on the nays, shouting at the radio.
Yeah.
Get out, Becky. Total rubbish. Rob J on the way home from work in Brentford. Get that crazy woman off the radio, Jake in Norwich.
No, he goes on. God, I'm so angry with her.
Tom in Bristol. I don't know what Becky looks like, but I used to fancy her. Not anymore.
Pops in Preston. It's comments like that that make me want to switch to a rival station.
Ross in Beckenham. Is she some sort of mug?
They go on and on.
Heather Graham wouldn't have said that.
No. She would not. Radio 1 Podcast. Hold Up a Light by Take That. I think that's a bit in the Take That gig where everyone puts their phone in the air. Presumably.
Or goes to the loo. Joking.
Jay Sean coming up for a change. Hello?
Hiya.
Hello, who's this, please?
It's Matt.
Hello, Matt, what are you saying?
I'm just agreeing with Becky about Jingle All The Way. I think it's an excellent film. It's the best Christmas film ever made.
Better than Elf, though.
Better than Elf, surely.
What are your friends saying about this?
No one agrees with me, but she's actually the first one who've heard say the same.
Right, have you been battling with your friends with this for a while?
Yeah, a few years, actually.
Wow.
Since Elf come out, and every year it comes up again.
It must be nice to have a bit of, you know, support at last after all these years.
Finally, someone on my side.
Yeah.
There's a text here, Becky. Does this make sense? Because I haven't seen this. But they're saying, good call, Becky. The reindeer getting knocked out is top draw film production.
Yes, he does actually punch a reindeer in a fight.
See, this sounds
good. Now you're tempted to watch.
Who does?
Arnie. He has a fight with a reindeer, and the reindeer comes off worse.
I'd seen that, and I don't remember
he knocks out a reindeer.
He does, yeah. And does the reindeer charges at him, and he gives him a look of, like, don't try this, buddy.
So the governor of California punches a reindeer.
Yeah.
And does it look realistic when he knocks out this reindeer?
Yes, he does.
Does the reindeer stagger around for a while, or does it just go straight out?
I think it's a fake one that they use, obviously, in the fight, but I think it just looks, his nose has got a bit of blood on, and then
you're
it just
not allowed to
down.
Punch an actual reindeer in the head, are you?
It was quite realistic on the film, though.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Scott.
How can I help?
Well, I was just also agreeing with Becky,
yes.
But I do think that The Santa Claus, starring Tim Allen, is a better Christmas film than both of them.
Oh, don't put another one into the mix. Oh, God. Well, if you're putting that one in, I'm putting Bad Santa in.
Oh.
Yeah. Better than all of them.
That.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nah, so I still think Tim Allen's got it.
Does a reindeer get punched in the head in your one?
No.
Well, what are you talking about then? Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.